Jerry, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Did you get a bit of a sting, fella?
I'm standing here doing a bit of housework, and I heard you talking about wasps. And about 4 weeks ago, I have a very, very tall hedge at the back of the house, and I was cutting the hedge, and I must have disturbed a wasp's nest, and 8 or 9 of them got me at once. And I came into work, and I had to end up getting Linda to finish the programme, and I had to leave work, and I ended up in hospital because my whole left-hand side of my body went numb into my chest and everything, and I ended up in hospital until the Tuesday from the Monday night.
Seriously? What did they say was wrong?
Well, just the effect of maybe so many of them at once. You know, there was like 3 or 4 just in one spot on my arm, and that was 4 to 5 weeks ago, and I still have the marks on my arm from where they actually attacked me. So, and I didn't even see them. So, I mean, I didn't know there was a wasp's nest there, and just cutting the hedge and must have disturbed them, and out they came. So they ended up my left arm, and you know what it's like pulling those faders up and down in the studio. So I'd lost all feeling in my left arm, and then it went into my chest, and I ended up in the hospital.
Dear, did you try vinegar as soon as you were stung?
Yeah, an antihistamine cream and all that kind of thing. But maybe it's different if you just get one. But when you get so many at once, and then everything went numb. So I ended up in hospital, ECGs, blood tests, everything like this, and ended up not getting home until the Tuesday.
Was there any suggestion that you're more allergic to them than anyone else? But nine stings, serious issue. Yeah.
Not necessarily, just maybe a bit more tasty.
more off you.
Aye, there's more of me.
No, you'll not be back cutting that hedge.
No. And well, listen, my neighbour got rid of them. He sprayed them with a smoke spray that he had, and he was able to deal with them. And they were dealt with by the time I get back. And don't start me on spiders, because I nearly had to turn you off. They make me shiver. They make me creep.
Ah, Jerry, they're lovely wee fellas.
So if I see a spider, he's dead.
Tell me this, you're an expert on everything jukeboxy. Think of a song. Give me a song that's appropriate for spiders and wasps and insects, but it's still a good song. Any off the top of your head?
Jim Stafford, Spiders and Snakes.
Jim Stafford, Spiders and Snakes.
Yeah, you remember it. You would have played that in a disco. I don't like spiders and snakes. Or you could have Boris the Spider by The Who.
Yeah, someone else mentioned that. Yeah, that is The Who that sang that.
Jim Stafford one's in there, so you'd be all right with that one.
Jerry, we'll have a listen to it. Thanks, fella. Thank you.
Bye.
Lots of you saying, what about playing a bit of Sting? Indeed. A bit of Sting. Right, it's gone 10 to 12. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning, 90-333-105.
It's back. It's big. And it's only...